This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Welcome, Carm Capriotto, the Service Aftermarket's podcast pioneer. Join me each week for aftermarket insights from my guest host and an industry first, a virtual shop tour. Use the industry's premier podcast as your personal networking resource. And as always, know that you'll learn one thing. The video for this show is on the Aftermarket Weekly page on remarkableresults.biz or on my YouTube channel. My guest today is Rachel Spencer from Spencer's Auto Repair, Crum, Texas. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Carm. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for coming on. We're going to see inside of Rachel's place, and here's a picture of it. Really nice. I love that. A beautiful blue sky and bright sunshine. What is that? Four bays doubled up? Is that like eight bays?
We've got seven bays. One of the areas inside is our storage area. So we added on to our building back in 2019, went from four to seven bays.
Wow, you expanded. How exciting. Well, how's business?
Business is really good. We are keeping up with everything and just trying to meet the expectations of our customer. Of course, with the part shortages and stuff, you don't know what it's going to be day to day. I think there's definitely some uncertainty in our world and what we're trying to do with our customers, just create that certainty in some uncertain times that we're seeing right now.
Well, I get that uncertainty piece, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute.
Dorman Products has become an incredible engine for innovation. They are constantly bringing new replacement parts to the automotive industry, and they routinely release tens of thousands of parts across all different categories. Now, why do they do all of this? To enable technicians the freedom to fix their customers' cars and trucks. To do this, Dorman has dedicated teams focused on different aspects of the vehicle to ensure that they are meeting the needs of the aftermarket. Although a lot of their parts are reverse engineering of original equipment, they also redesign and redefine solutions such as their loaded knuckles or programmable electronic power steering rack. Dorman has invested in these OE Fix innovations to help you save time, your customer money, and prevent vehicles from coming back to your shop. In certain cases, Dorman will manufacture aftermarket replacements so you aren't forced to go back to the OE. Hey, want to know more about Dorman? Visit dormanproducts.com/tour.
Hey, me and Tracy are going to go down to Dorman sometime this spring. We can't wait to do. We're going to do a live show out of Philly again. Rachel did a great episode with me, Scheduling Workflow, Town Hall Academy 249. It was a really great show and a lot of great enlightenment. Well, look, let's do some discussions with my friend Rachel, who I actually hang out with sometimes on a weekly basis, and we all talk business. And she just mentioned, Carm, these uncertain times. And do you think we can kind of dig into that a little bit? I mean, as we've heard every excuse in the world, Rachel, just before we turned on the recorder, we were talking about going to a restaurant and basically not getting the right foods that we were looking for.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the most frustrating thing for I think every consumer right now is the lack of communication and follow through and having what our customer needs and wants from us. I'm just blown away that I've been to some local food chains lately and you pull up and they tell you, and they're known for serving hamburgers and they're out of hamburger meat. Or you go to the grocery store and they're out of biscuits and cinnamon rolls. Everywhere you go, it seems like we're facing a level of the unknown. You don't know what to expect. And for me, I want our customers to know what they can expect from us. I want to close that expectation gap. So no matter what's going on in our world, knowing that they can count on us the first time, every time.
You know what I find so interesting is you'll climb to the highest mountain to find a part to fix the person's car because you have options. I mean, we as an industry have more than even five phone calls that we can make and on the internet to scour up a part. Think about a grocery chain who is looking for cinnamon rolls, like you say, or croissants or whatever that they're out of, cinnamon biscuits today. Do they have other options? Are they beholden to their supplier and they just have to sit and wait? Because I believe grocery stores and restaurants want to sell you what you want. Do you think it's an excuse today, or are we just, we're out of options?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's an excuse that we've gone back to. We don't have it. We can't get it. For us, we can't use that excuse. We're in the people business. We're in the relationship business. We're in the business of fixing cars, and we have to get these people's cars back to them. I mean, for us, if we get a phone call and they tell us the part's on national back order, we're going to go to the end of the road to try and make sure that we are able to find that part for the customer to get them back on the road as quickly as we can while still installing a premium part on their car that we can stand behind.
Amazing. So does your team understand that they've got to go to the ends of the earth to help our customer?
Oh, most definitely. My service advisor and my shop foreman are up front right now trying to find a rear end for a vehicle that we're not able to get. And they're looking across the United States trying to see how we're going to get this customer back on the road, because of right now, the car can't move.
So you recently told me about a story about trying to get some security cameras installed. And part of the problem was, is that they did show up, but you had no idea. You know, you talk about communication transparency. It's not existing today. I've heard a lot of that.
It's not. And it's really unfortunate. I mean, no matter how technology and innovation have changed over the years, one thing hasn't changed. And if we don't treat the customer the way they want and expect to be treated, they're going to find somebody else that does. We've got to build that trust. We've got to establish the transparency of what the customer can expect from us and set those expectations up front and make sure we close that expectation gap. I think we're all going back to, what can we do better? We're all out there trying to reinvent the wheel, but we need to go back to the basics, and that's stepping up our level of service, making sure that we let the customers know what to expect, when to expect it, how much it's going to be, and making sure that we deliver.
Does the customer actually know all that we're doing to try to make this a great experience for them? Do you ever stop and say, hey, I want to let you know, we did what we had to do, but we climbed Everest to make it happen. Do they care?
I think they do care. I think the customers that are loyal to you and that continue coming back, and we had a customer in last week that we couldn't find some door cables for them. My service advisor let the customer know that we went above and beyond and spent 3 hours on the phone when we got a call from one of our vendors saying that, oh, unfortunately, those parts didn't make the truck. Actually, they didn't call me. I called them. So that's where a lot of our frustration lies, is the lack of communication. I mean, after all, communication is the art of language. We can all give each other a little bit of grace, but we have to communicate. We're all human. We all make mistakes. Parts don't get on trucks, but we have to be able to communicate that down the line.
We are using these uncertain times. It doesn't matter if it's vaccine, if it's COVID, if it's some certain, we're using it as an excuse in so many of the things we didn't do something right. So, oh my God, it must be, you know, the drivers at the place, there's COVID, they don't have any. We're excusing ourselves to death. It's almost like it's convenient to use an excuse because we have uncertain times. And to your point, if you're climbing up and over those excuses, you're going to shine long term.
Yeah, we just have to make sure that we know what the customer wants and what they expect, and to give them even more than what they are expecting from us. To make sure that when they walk in that door for the very first time, that we're building that trust, that we're telling who we are and what they can expect from us, that we're going to call them before noon and let them know that here's what we found on your car. You're going to receive a text from us, and it's going to be your digital inspection and how to read that digital inspection. And then my advisor is going to call you and go over everything. We're going to give you financing options. We're going to let you know about our loaner car process, because we don't want you to be without a vehicle. Even if there is a part shortage right now, we want to make sure that we have solutions for you to make sure that we get you where you need to go.
You were telling me that you had to buy ranch dressing online. How could that be?
I know. It's unbelievable the things that they are out of right now.
And where's the cat food?
At least it's not toilet paper, Carm.
Yeah, somehow that righted itself. Oh, I have to tell you a great story. I talked to a guy who they went into the TP zone, if you will. Every time they found a pack of toilet paper, they bought it. And he was telling me this great story that there was one point in time we had 152 rolls in the basement. And I said that if I ever ran out, I was going to call friends of mine and say, hey, can I buy a roll? Because figuring that somebody that I knew was hoarding.
I've got it on auto delivery on Amazon, so we're good over here in Texas. Ah,
that is so cool. This was great. Let's get above and beyond the excuses and the uncertain times, and let's make it right for our customers. Appreciate that. Hey, new listens this week. We have been working so hard, and we have some of the best stuff that we have ever done. The Big Picture Program episode came out today. You know me, I'm big on apprenticing. And one of the curious things that I've always wanted to know, Rachel, is tell me where it all starts. And we all believe it starts in talking to the kids and the parents in middle school. Well, Karen Monaco came out. She's a teacher and an advisor in the Canton School District in the Buffalo, New York area where I live. And she's part of the Big Picture Program. They have 90 kids, and they work with shadowing programs. And in my mind, what a way to start from a shop perspective to find themselves a full-fledged apprentice someday. You got to read that. There's some great call to actions in there. I also had on David Luhr, and it was a great, great episode on how to build a magnetic company and also workplace motivation. Michael Smith. Brian Bates and Casey McGowan came on. You will be inspired by that. And Matt Fonslow from the network Exit Interviews. What can we learn from them? And are we doing enough of them? We're ready for the great shop tour here at Rachel's Place. So I appreciate that. You and my daughter Tracy worked on this great video. So let's take a look at it. Nice looking place.
Thanks so much, Carm. So this is the entrance of our building here. We have a welcome board that we put out every morning with the customers that we have scheduled for an appointment, either waiter appointments or to drop off. So that's just a list of the customers there.
I think we've seen a board like this a few other shops. I haven't seen it enough. Just walking up there and seeing my name. I mean, you know, wow, what a warm feeling right out of the chute. I love that. Great, great job with that.
Thanks so much. It definitely makes the customers feel like we know that they're coming, we're prepared for them, and makes them feel like they're special coming here, which they are. So this is our main lobby area when you walk in. We decorated it to feel like home because we want every customer that walks through our door to feel like a forever part of our family. And it's a good day to have a good day. We wanted something positive for them to see as soon as they walked in the front door. This is our bathroom for any customers that are coming in. Got it decorated kind of shiplap, magnolia type home. Again, kind of the homey feel. Our front counter area, we also have a coffee, water, and snack bar over to the right there. Our service advisor area, we've got two computers up front. Back of our service advisor area here. So right now we are doing Valentine's Day mugs. We try and do something different every season that we have. Right now, that's a coffee mug. It's got little chocolates on the inside. It's also got our VIP card. That's something that we give out to all of our customers. It's got two oil change coupons on there, alignment, and then just some discounts off the regular repairs. But we'll do different things like that. We did pies at Christmas. We've also done candles with little taglines that say, thanks for making our spirits bright.
Very nice. You know, that VIP card, you and I should actually do an episode on that because I know that's really big in your place. Love to know more about it someday.
Yeah, absolutely. We found that to be a really great source of marketing. Gets our customers coming back to us because they've got that card in their hand. So out here is our shop area. We've got where the tickets are dispatched. We've got two different computers for the technicians to use. Over here, we have got our parts rack. This is where we put all the parts as they come in. We also write the customer's name on the board and when they need the car back. So each technician has their own shelf so they can know what to expect. Got our technician bathroom here. We have got four technicians in our shop right now. This is my office. My husband recently renovated this for me not too long ago. This used to actually be our parts room, so I really love it. He did a wonderful job on it and really makes me feel like I'm at home, even though I'm at the shop.
Is that a fireplace?
I've got a fireplace. Not that we have to use it very much in Texas, but definitely gives you that home feeling. This is our general service bay area. got our alignment rack here. We've got the Hunter Hawkeye Elite alignment machine. We purchased it about 2 years ago, so we want to make sure that we keep up with the latest and the greatest technology and all the tools that our technicians need to make sure that they're efficient in what they're doing.
Very nice, clean, organized.
We've got three 15-post, so we can pick up the heavier-duty vehicles, us being in Texas. We get a lot of trucks out here, so we'll make sure that we can get those picked up. Over in the center here, we have got our parts area. That's where we're going to keep our oil filters, air filters, cabin air filters, bulbs, anything that we can put on the customer's car. We make sure that we recheck that stock daily because we don't want it to end up being like the grocery store that they're out of ranch dressing.
Very good. So went from your office to out there.
Yep. So I've got an open window so I can kind of see what's going on in the shop and I can close it if I need to.
How many techs?
We've got four technicians. We've got two general service technicians and then two ASC master certified technicians in the back. We've got our service manager up front.
What's the latest piece of equipment you bought for the team?
The latest piece of equipment we bought was a flare gun, helping us check for any draws, look for overheating issues. The technicians are really enjoying that. We just bought that last month. But the biggest piece of equipment we recently bought was the Hunter Hawkeye Elite alignment machine.
Thank you for being here. It was a great tour. Rachel Spencer from Spencer's Auto in Crum, Texas. Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.